From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. releases Osama bin Laden's papers. The documents were recovered during the raid in Pakistan that killed the al-Qaeda leader. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said the release is in line with President Barack Obama's call for increased transparency. The material includes personal letters, a list of English language books recovered from his compound, think tank studies, technical manuals, and materials published by other militant groups. President Obama said Wednesday global climate change poses immediate risks to U.S. national security by increasing the possibility of natural disasters and humanitarian crises. The president told new graduates at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut, the effects of climate change will have an impact on how the military defends the United States. Islamic State fighters seized part of the ancient Syrian town of Palmyra Wednesday, sparking fears that the militant group would destroy a priceless archaeological site. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the militants have taken as much as a third of the city. The Syrian Antiquities Director says hundreds of ancient statues have been removed and are in safe places. One soldier was shot and killed in Burundi's capital Wednesday as police fought with protesters demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not run for a third time. Meanwhile, the president signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th. There's no word on whether the presidential election, scheduled for June 26th, will also be delayed. This is VOA News. UN aid agencies report the humanitarian impact of the nearly two-month Saudi-led bombing campaign in Yemen and a blockade of fuel and other imported relief supplies is enormous. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN aid agencies are taking stock of the situation in Yemen following a recent five-day humanitarian pause to allow for the delivery of life-saving assistance. They say the few days in which the guns fell more or less silent has allowed them to view the extent of suffering being endured by hundreds of thousands of citizens displaced by the conflict. The death toll also has gone up over the past 2 months of escalating fighting. Latest United Nations figures put the number killed at 1,849 and the number wounded at nearly 7,400. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Wednesday international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear agreement. He also said Iran will not give in to what he called excessive demands. Negotiators from Iran and a group of other countries have been working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Italian police say they have arrested a Moroccan man suspected of involvement in the March 18th attack on a Tunisian museum that left 22 people dead. Police told reporters Wednesday a 22-year-old suspect was arrested in the Italian town of Gaggiano near Milan. Anti-terrorism police made the arrest. A Turkish prosecutor has called for the closure of TV stations linked to Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is accused of conspiring against the government. The TV stations are one of the few remaining outlets critical of the ruling AK party. Dorian Jones reports.
Political scientist Cengiz Aktar of Istanbul Suleyman Shah University says the closure of the stations would add to growing concerns over the fairness of the general election on June the 7th.
Already it is extremely difficult to talk about free elections because the majority of the media outlets are openly working for the ruling party and press freedom is under very serious threat.
The OSCE is monitoring the election and has voiced concern about the fairness of the media. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide temporary relief for the thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims stranded at sea. The breakthrough was announced Wednesday following a meeting between the foreign ministers of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, countries that have been reluctant to help the migrants. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.